Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Friday at noon, city officials lifted the advisory against contact with Cannon River downstream from the Northfield Wastewater Treatment Plant. Public Works Director Dave Bennett, Mayor Pownell, and City Administrator Ben Martig were in studio Friday morning. That full interview is online at kymnradio.net. With three major events at the facility in the last 6 months, flood, fire, and now discharging of wastewater, the community is asking questions. There's been an exit of longtime employees in the Public Works Department, some with decades of service. Some have gone on to other jobs, three to Le Sueur, and others retiring. Sources say they were unhappy with changes made to the hiring structure. Mayor Pownell said on Friday,
"It was a reorganization that was done that's authorized by the City Council. Our city staff brought back the study that was done about the reorganization, and that was formally adopted by the City Council."
She added,
"And would love to know if there are any concerns out there or what you're hearing so that we as policy setters can follow up on those concerns."
Martig said he believes the staffing levels are right and has confidence in those on site. He says more people are actually working at the treatment plant. A source tells KYMN that the losses amount to 130 years of experience between the water and wastewater departments. Martig reiterated in the interview that all three incidents are completely separate.
You can't just also assume that because we've had these major issues that they're all interrelated. We're looking at each one of them, trying to learn from it and making some changes potentially with those.
I spoke with Kathy Rofschus from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's Communications Department. She said these treatment plants are aging all over the state and called it a crisis. She added that an investigation could take a few weeks to 6 months, depending on their staffing levels. The MPCA's goal is to get the city into compliance, so fines may not be a part of that. Mayor Pownell created a video regarding the plant. It's on our website and on the city's at ci.northfield.mn.us. Dundas Council meets tonight. On their agenda is a vote to allow a half-cent sales tax to go to voters for the Ice Arena / Civic Center. Administrator John McCarthy reported that staff has continued to work with the Brennan companies regarding a proposal to redevelop the old school property, including building a new city hall. It's anticipated Brennan will submit an offer to purchase. If the offer is submitted in time for the city's consultants to properly review it, a closed meeting could be considered tonight. We'll hear more from McCarthy tomorrow morning at 8:45. The city of Northfield is seeking interested individuals to serve as election judges for the primary election on August 14th and the general election on November 6th. Election judges administer procedures. They receive pay unless they choose to serve as volunteers. By law, employers must give election judges time off from work to serve. In addition to election day, judges must complete required training that will be approximately 2 hours. For more information, contact City Clerk Deb Little at 507-645-3001. This information is also on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.